Sponsors of the initiative to reinstate the coastal management program are ready to start gathering nearly 26,000 signatures needed to take their ballot question to the next level. Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell certified the measure last night. The former coastal management program worked with local governments, developers, state agencies, and the federal government before the legislature allowed it to close on July 1st. Kodiak Island Borough Mayor Jerome Selby, one of the prime sponsors of the initiative, points to the importance of the coastal management program, not just for people along the coast, but statewide.
The Coastal Zone program is really the only program that really allows Alaska's people to have a lot of input into federal decision-making processes before the decision is made. And if we don't have a Coastal Zone program, realistically, we then have to react to a decision that has already been made. And as everybody knows, that's a much more difficult task.
He said the only remaining way to change existing federal decisions is through litigation. Juneau Mayor Bruce Botello, also one of the prime sponsors, says the steering committee has organized supporters in all 40 House districts and raised about half the money sponsors believe it will take to get the petitions before voters. They have a year to get enough signatures to qualify the question for the 2014 ballot. But if enough signatures are gathered before the start of the upcoming session in January, the issue would be placed on the 2012 ballot. Governor Parnell has not said anything about the initiative. However, his staff in an email today pointed to a permitting office within the Department of Natural Resources saying, quote, "This allows communities to weigh in numerous times for each project under review." Botella says there's a strong reason for industries to support the initiative. He says it won't work to manage development in the absence of a federally approved coastal management plan.
We're interested in the process which allows for voices at the local level to be heard. Those voices aren't binding, but they are an opportunity which the proposed efforts in the Department of Natural Resources do not account for.
The Division of Elections is preparing booklets in which supporters can gather signatures for the initiative. No specific release date has been set, although Lieutenant Governor Treadwell said he has already begun assembling cost estimates from various departments to determine the fiscal impact of the initiative.